Welcome to The Wildkit Way, a podcast that gives the mic to Dr. Marcus Campbell, the superintendent of Evanston Township High School. Join us on this audio journey as Dr. Campbell shares his stories and insights and has honest, real conversations with people who make ETHS and our community the incredible place it is. On this episode of The Wildkit Way, we focus on dual credit, a program at ETHS that gives Wildkits access to college-level courses to help them successfully transition to higher education. ETHS Math Department Chair Dale Liebforth and Senior Catalin Magi join Dr. Campbell to talk about the growing program, its robust and unique courses, and why all Wildkits should take advantage of it. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Campbell, and welcome to another Wildkit Way podcast. I'm Marcus Campbell, superintendent here at Evanston Township High School, and I am joined today, this time, by ETHS Senior Catalin Magi and Dale Liebforth, who is our math department chair and helps us a lot with dual credit early college, and that's what we're going to be talking about today. So I'd like to welcome Dale and Catalin. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
How's your day going today?
It's good.
Nice. Sun shining outside,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm excited to go outside.
Yeah, it's one of these warm days. Yeah. So we're excited about that. So our topic today is dual credit. And so I'm going to turn to Mr. Liebforth, who has historically led all of our work around AP recruitment and retention. And now we are endeavoring on yet another journey of what our students, credits that our students can earn after ETHS. And this is referred to as dual credit early college. And so, Dale, can you just share a little bit about what dual credit is and talk about our relationship with Oakton College, excuse me.
Yeah, so as you said, I've been working with the Advanced Placement Program for a long time, but in the spring, we met in your office, if you remember. We had kind of a brainstorming session. It was ETHS leaders and Oakton leaders, and we got together and said, what can we really do to help our students with their post-secondary plans? And one of the areas that was lifted up was the year of dual credit. We'd been doing dual credit for a long time, but not every student who was in the dual credit class was taking advantage of that opportunity, right? So we figured, how can we make this happen? What are some of the barriers? And so in that room, we talked about how can we get communication out? How can we streamline the application process? How can we maybe get rid of the barrier of fees? We were able to work through all those, and I wrote it down here. It's 112% increase. We have over 400 unique students taking dual credit this year.
That's from last year to this year.
From last year to this year.
We have a 112% increase. That's great to know, but for our folks, what is dual credit?
And dual credit is an opportunity to take a college-level class while still in high school. And dual credit, the word credit, you actually can get credit at your college.
What kind of credit? College credit?
College credit. Okay. Yeah, college credit.
So it's just like AP?
Just like AP. So similar, you take the AP exam, you have the opportunity to get college credit. Dual credit, you have an Oakton transcript, you have the opportunity to get college credit for that as well.
Is there any reason why a student at ETHS wouldn't take a dual credit class? What's the downside?
You're giving me a softball. Right. There's no downside. Yeah. I think many of our students are in there, and I think you'll probably talk about it in a little bit. Like, I didn't even know it was a dual credit class. That happens in our AP classes sometimes too. But there's no reason not to take a dual credit class. Yeah. You can only get an advantage from it. And I really think that we have ETHS teachers here teaching the class. They're excited about it. They're passionate. Often the dual credit classes have straight application to what students are interested for the future. So it's a great opportunity to kind of get that college experience, get that college transcript before you even leave the high school.
Well, that's fantastic to hear from an adult. Now let's hear from a student, Catalin, who has taken quite a few courses at ETHS. Can you talk to us and maybe the listeners on what your experience has been like in dual credit, taking some dual credit courses,
Catalin? Yeah. So this year, I am part of the Project Lead the Way's Manufacturing Engineering and Robotics class, which at first I did not know was a dual credit class, but I am so grateful that it is because I can earn college credit, which is really nice.
Yes.
And I've just been really happy learning some of these more advanced classes and also having the chance of like learning what college is like, but in high school settings. And I've definitely tailored a lot of my classes throughout high school towards expanding my interests. In some of the AP classes, like AP Chem and AP Physics and Calculus.
So you've taken a combination of both dual credit and AP courses.
Yes, and I really like that because I do learn a lot more through AP and dual credit classes than some regular classes because it's more advanced as well.
Yeah.
But it just really prepares me for college.
So you may want to tell everybody, what are you going to major in college, Catalyst?
I want to major in material science and engineering.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so I really like that it's so versatile and it's really broad that I can study robotics as well. So my manufacturing robotics class definitely helps.
So what classes have you taken at ETHS that you think has prepared you for a major in material science and engineering?
Definitely AP Chem and AP Physics in my calculus class definitely helped with a more STEM side, with understanding the fundamentals, as well as even my AP Lit class, which definitely helps me more with like the more verbal and more talking part and like verbalizing more the technical stuff into the more English side of stuff.
Would you say the Project Lead the Way courses too, which are the dual credit courses,
definitely
have also been a part of that sequence, right?
Yeah, and like not even if it's my geometry and construction class, which is not dual credit, but also helps like lead you more engineering side, which we have that opportunity here.
It just makes me so happy to hear that we have such a robust course offering here at ETHS, geometry and construction, Project Lead the Way, you know, robotics, all of the things that we offer. And I know that you are also interested in this AI certification program that we are partnering with Dual Credit. Can you share a little bit about that?
Yeah, I'm really excited to take the AI course and learn more about AI and how its applications in the world, definitely with how the world is changing and AI is becoming more prominent. And I know that it'll impact my major and especially what I want to do in college. So it's really good to have this kind of starting base here at high school to really help me lead in my future.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Dale, how did that certification program come about with Oakton College?
Right. Well, this is special. This is special for Evanston Township High School.
Oh, say that again.
This is special. It's unique to ETHS. We're the only school that's doing this right now. Oakton was able to get a grant, and what it is a series of four courses that they're going to offer here at ETHS. So it's, you know, a lot of times it's an ETHS teacher teaching a dual credit class that we talked about earlier. This is an Oakton professor coming to Evanston to teach a series of four courses. At the end of those four courses, you can get the Essential Applications of AI certificate. And I think you talked about how AI was so exciting, right? I mean, like, I should have
AI. Our students are excited about AI. Right. They're not afraid of AI like most adults are.
Right. Yeah. Right. And so we weren't sure how many students would be interested in it. We had like three students, and then we put it out there. We did some kind of advertising for it, and over 60 students expressed interest initially in that course.
And I think I came to that.
You came to that. You saw the crowd there, and they were signing up on the spot.
On the spot for AI certification.
So yeah, Oakton's been incredibly collaborative. They had a grant set forth. If students make it through all four courses, they'll end up getting certification, which they can immediately use to get a job if they want to. So similar to the benefits of dual credit, they'll actually be getting college credit again. It'll have an Oakton transcript, and they can use that either just to kind of explore AI that everyone's going to be using in the future, or maybe they can use it to transfer credits to a college or university.
So what I think I hear you saying is that there are multiple ways that ETHS students can get credit for college credit while they're right here at ETHS,
right,
both with AP, dual credit, and now this AI certification program that we are partnering with Oakton College with.
Right. And as part of the process, I'm reviewing transcripts of students who are signing up for the AI program. And when I look at the AP courses they took and the dual credit courses they took and the AI program that they're going to be involved in, you're a great example of that, right? It's exciting to see a student who's actually interested in engineering, and we really took advantage of all those kind of STEM fields, and now you're dipping your toes into the water of AI. I mean, I think that's a great package, and when you look at all the credits you could have towards your college or university, I mean, that's really exciting. And again, that program is unique to here. We're testing it out here, and I think that's going to be in a program that continues to grow throughout the area based on our pilot.
Thank you for that. So, Catalin, so if there are any students who are on the fence about taking a dual credit course, what advice or what would you say to them?
Well, I know it could be quite daunting, but it's a really amazing experience getting to learn really more advanced topics and further explore interests or interests you don't even know that you have yet in high school, and also get college credit for it and get really prepared. And it's definitely empowering to know that I am more confident with taking college classes and transitioning from high school to college, knowing I've taken some of these classes and kind of know what the expectations are. And that's really grateful to know. And I know the dual credit definitely helps me prepare in other ways, like in my Women in Engineering club that I helped co-found.
WeSTEM, that's right.
Women Engineering.
Women in Engineering is different from WeSTEM. Yeah. I'm sorry, thank you.
Uh-huh. It's a branch off of WeSTEM.
Yes.
But it's more hands-on, and we're competing our underwater robotics right now. We're getting prepared for a competition, and I've been able to use some of the fundamentals that I've learned from my robotics class into applying it into building this robot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So just because we didn't talk about it before, and we're going to wrap up really soon, but what's the difference from the student experience between AP and dual credit? Like, what's the difference in the class?
Dual credit is much more, it's a lot of community, so we don't have that stress of taking an
AP of an exam. Yeah.
Yeah. But I love my class. I love the people. Everyone is really excited and really want to learn about further exploring their interests. It's definitely more specific if you want to explore certain interests and not just a broad like STEM course or other kind of AP courses. And it's really a no regret move. And I'm so grateful that I'm able to take a dual credit.
I love it. You said it's a no regret move. I love that. So Mr. Leapforth, how can parents and families sign up for dual credit classes?
I was going to end with a no regret move quote and drop the mic on that. So I appreciate that. But so students already picked their courses for next year. And so moving forward, you'll review the course request guide, and we'll have more and more courses every year. We actually have zoology coming on board. We have life science coming on board. So this is the first year that science will actually be one of our dual credit. We have math, CTE, fine arts. So we've had engineering, we've had the arts, we've had math. Science is coming on board. So zoology, right?
Zoology.
And life sciences.
Life science.
And we have this medical field that's really blowing up and many of our students are interested in. So we have our BNET program. That will be starting, and we have a space designed just for that. So students who are interested in the...
Yeah, we have a brand new health science lab, and we'll be talking more about that at some point later.
Probably on. A different podcast.
It's probably a different podcast.
The basic nursing assistant training. So we have a series of courses for students who are interested in that field. So moving forward, we're going to see them blow up. So what you would do in the future is look at the course request guide, pick the courses, and really find something that you're interested in going after it. Now they've signed up. And so what we'll do is we'll send them communication over the summer. We'll send them communication in the fall. You'll see my face there helping you apply, right? Remember that from this year, apply and register. So we apply to Oakton. And by the way, I said 400 unique students. That's 400 unique students who applied to many of them their first college.
Wow.
Some of them were freshmen. Wow. So before they even think about college, we have them apply to college, get accepted to a college. Oakton College accepts them as college, you know, dual credit students, and then they're able to do it. So we'll be there, we'll help them apply and register, and then they'll be able to get college credit if they get an A, B, or C, which most of our students do because they're excited about the classes.
Well, Mr. Leapforth, thank you. Catalin, thank you for this such a great conversation about dual credit. And until next time, thank you all for joining us here at the Wildcat Way podcast. Go out and explore those dual credit courses and sign up for them. It's really good for families, good for students. And as Catalin said, it's a no regret move. Thank you, everybody.
Be sure to stay connected to The Wildcat Way by subscribing to it wherever you find your favorite podcasts, including on Apple, Spotify, and YouTube. Thank you for listening. This is The Wildcat Way.